the chotzer kan lechotzer acheres. So Shaila, when you put yid outside the window, where do you want to put the chavetz down? If you want to bring the chavetz back into your rishus, that avada was mutter. He didn't do anything. Stop putting yid outside the window, bringing it back is not called doing anything. If you want to put it down into another rishus, that's where it's also. So Drashi, if you want to bring it back into your house where you're standing, you put something in your hand outside the window, you want to bring it back inside, that's mutter. That's what we pass malachim. Avad, you stick your hand outside on Shabbos with something, you got to bring your hand back in again. For the case where you stick your hand outside your window and you want to throw it into another rishus outside, that's awesome. So yes, Mishailo, kama chotz acheres. That's why he says, v'yosel achzir with the toni loyli achzir. That's what doesn't it's us to bring it back to you where you're standing. El achzir with the chotz acheres. You're not allowed to throw it into the other chotzer. It's even though the other chotzer is only rishus ha-yochid, and it's from one rishus ha-yochid to another rishus ha-yochid, still we say it's also. So the Gemara, k'deboi yimenei rovim rav nachman, rov yet shalach rav nachman, hoi si yodoi malaya peris. Your hand was full of peris on Shabbos. Where it's tiyah lechutz, and you put it outside the window. Are you allowed to bring it back into your window, into your house again? Omalei mutter? Havada, yes, you didn't do anything. You stuck it out, stuck it in, that's mutter. Lechutzer acheris, what about you want to stick your hand outside the window and now put it down to another rishus ha-yochid? Mao? Omalei yosser. He said that's also ready. Umayishino? So he asked him back, what's the difference? So he answered him back, he asked me, what's the difference? When you go count a salt, you'll count a barrel of salt, I'll tear the terrace. Like he gave him that like a shtok, like Drashi Bibichusa, aha delay. Kishatimdadli Kurisha Melech, when you go count for me a whole kur, a whole barrel full of salt, I'm look at time, and then I'll tell you the reason. So the more, what's the reason? Hosom lo yisav machshavtoi. Just don't bring it back into your rishus. You didn't do anything. Mashenkin hochi yisav machshavtoi. Is Havido Machshavta. Here where you put it to another Rishus, it's called Yomakayim Yomachshavta. So Trashi Machshavta, Sheniskavin Lich Noise Mechotzezer. That's called you wanted to make an Akira. You wanted to pick it up from this Rishus to Yochid and put it into another Rishus to Yochid. But you wanted to get it out of this Rishus. Is Lufnais Mechotzezu, is Leniskaima. Hilkach Legozu. If you start bring it back into your house, you weren't Mekayim Yomachshavta at all. There's no machshav of taking it out the window. It's like taking it into another rishus, bringing it someplace else. You bring your hand right back in again. You didn't do any machshava. You didn't do anything. You just brought it back to the same rishus. Avul chotz acheres. If you want to carry it into another chotzer, niskayim machshavti was called a kiyim machshavti. The gozer abona made gzera dilma zim nachritam shagel rishus rabim. And that's the clause. You're not allowed to carry from one rishus to yochid to another rishus to yochid on Shabbos. Why not? The both rishus ha-yochid better be mutter, because there it's exeir and rabbon, and maybe sometimes you carry from your rishus ha-yochid to another rishus ha-rabim. That's why look, if you have two apartments in house, if you don't have an eruv, you're not allowed to carry from your apartment to your neighbor's apartment without an eruv. Why not? Are you both rishus ha-yochid and the all rishus ha-yochid? Because by carrying out of your house, it's like taking out of your rishus and you bring it into another rishus. Even though really it's smutti that that's also Rishus Yochid, but Rabban made Xer, maybe some other time, you'll take it out of your house into Rishus Rabin. So once your machshava is to take it out of your house into any other Rishus, there's Rabban made Xer, you can't put it into the other Rishus. Why? Because the guys, maybe sometimes you put it into Rishus Rabin. That's the case here also, when you put the hand outside the window. After you want to just throw it into your neighbor's backyard, that's also awesome. Even though your house is Rishus Yochid, your neighbor's house is Rishus Yochid, but you're throwing from your rishus, his rishus, that's the gzeira. But to bring it back into your house, who would it to throw it down your backyard that you have an erev, it's in your rishus yochid, that of other is mutter.
We were saying before about
right? Yeah. And this thing, well, it wouldn't be a gay here because your house is rishus yochid and you're throwing it into his chas, it's going to land in his chas and his rishus yochid. It's called you made an akira from your house into his house. That's awesome. Talking about now, the terrace is that not that you're leaving your hand outside, but you put your hand outside and you want to throw it there. So then we say, no, you know, we ask you, you're not allowed to throw it there. Because if you would throw it there, you'd be doing this to the Rabbanan. So the Margufa. Boy, you're a baby, Barabari. Barabari, yes, the Shaila. Hiddik pass the Tamas. Somebody made a mistake on Shabbos and they put a loaf of dough into the Tana. Is it Tiwulal or Doisoi? where the Rabbanim matter their Issus Shavuos of taking the loaf off the oven, Kaidim Shiyavu Lechiv Chatis Eloi Hitiru. Well, the Rabbanim said, no, we don't give you the heter to be over Issus the Rabbanim. But the Rabbanim now will take it off now, and therefore you have to be over the Issus the Raisa. That was the Shaila. Omale Ravacha Barabai Ravina Hechidomi. How are we talking about? How did this person put the bread into the oven? Elaine Bishagi, if the person put it in there, Bishagi, and he didn't remember. No, see, he forgot Trey was Shabbos, and he put the loaf of bread into the oven. So if he's still a Shavu right now, Laman Hatiru, what's the question of being after him? As far as he's concerned, today's Sunday. He doesn't realize he did any Yisra today. So it's no question of being after him to take the bread off. The case is, he had the Yitkur, that he himself reminded himself. As in the morning, he forgot Trey was Shabbos, and he put the loaf of bread into the oven. Later in the afternoon, he remembered himself that Trey was Shabbos. And now he wants to take it out of the oven. It's correct to Gemara. If that's the case, mi mechayiv? Is he chayiv chattis in such a case? Be a tanan, we learned later, kol chayiv chattis, all the cases we say when you do an isra b'shege, that you chayiv chattis, einin chayovim ad shetet chiloson shkoga v'soifen shkoga. He's throughout the whole melech is isra, you have to be doing a b'shege. He's the beginning of the melech has to be b'shege, and the end of the melech has to be b'shege. So here, what's the melacha? Kol zaman the bread is baking. Now when you put it in b'shoigi true. But before the bread was baked, you remember, it's over Shabbos, that's called at the end of the melacha, you call the mezid. So in such a case, if you don't take it out of the oven, you won't be chayiv chattis. That's not chayiv chattis. So how do we say, kodim shalom the chayiv chattis? Kim? I says here, not like that. The kol zaman, you're not over the issa yet, you have to be a shoigi. You have to be a shoygi kol zaman to be mechayiv you. There's no chiv right now. Stop putting it in the oven without mechayiv you. You have to wait until it's baked. Like we say, if somebody would take it out of the oven, you'd be putter. So the yis, you have to be a shoygi kol zaman of the yisa. The yis is taking place, kol zaman is being baked. So the Gemara ele b'mezit. Avad, we're talking about here the case of the person put it in b'mezit. So, for the Gemara, b'zoi koydim shovu the yis eskinu mi boyle. They should have said, are we matim to take it off before it comes a day of chiyuv skila? That's what we should have said. Not to say if it's a chiyuv chattis. There's no chattis now be majid. So the Ma'amar of Shaylo Liyoylam b'shoigi. We're talking about now he was a shoigi. Ulaman hatiru. Who are we matim now to take off this bread? Liyacherim. The Shaylo is, this Ruvain put the bread in today, put it in, and went back home, and as far as he's concerned, today is Sunday. He didn't know today was Shabbos. Now somebody else realized what he did, and somebody else now wants to come and do a mitzvah and take it out of the oven. That's the shayla. Is somebody else allowed to take it off or not? Mask of Lord Rav Sheshes, is that a shayla? Can we tell a person, chet, you are allowed to do a chet? Kadesh yiska chavercha, to mezaki yechaver? That's treating no svaro. If you want to right now take this loaf of bread off out of the oven. Now doing that is an issur d'rabbanan, it's a shvus. Rediyas apat is also. Pshit to the Rabbanu were not mati you to do an Isser to be able to save somebody else from not being over an Isser Raisa. That's pshit to also. So if I do is quick shver, what's our case talking about? Elo Omer Avashi, Luyerlan Bemezit. We're talking about the person put the loaf of bread in the oven, Bemezit. He knew it was Shabbos and he still evaded it. The Eimo, Enechlam, he begurvis now, Kredim Shiobu de Skila, Isser Skila. The Shalom is later the person does tshuva. He asked Charata that he put the bread in the oven, and he realizes now that he has a chiyuv skila to him. So he wants to know, now that I did tshuva, am I allowed to take it out of the oven now to part me from skila? The Rabbanan still say, no, you're not allowed to do it, or no, you have to, you could or you can't? That's the shayla. Ravacha braid the Rav master Lebedi. He learned of this pshita, that was the shayla. Omer Rabbeva Rabbaya, Hidik pas betana. If somebody was madik pas betana b'mezit. Is, and he was also pushing the shayla. The locher is hetiru loy lirdoisai. The rabbanon warm up to you. The rabbanon said, yes, you're allowed to go and take the loaf of bread out of the oven. Kaidim shiyovo the yisaskila. Before you yourself come with the yisaskila. So he's pushing the shayla, and this is the kimta. The kimta is somebody does a melacha. He put the bread into the oven. And if he lets it stay there, he'll be over this at the raisa. The rabbanon warm up to him now to go take it out of the oven. Today he shouldn't come to be over Nisra Raisa. So he had a pshitas to shayla stakamutah. So Rashi, mi mechayiv chattis b'yafi yosoi. You need chilosai v'soifoi. Chilas hamalocha v'soifoi. Need the beginning and the end. Loi noida loi shagosai yad shenigru avera. So you finish the avera. Liyachayim teretz was is First half says he did it for Shaggy, and he was a Shaggy the whole time, but the question is somebody else wants to take it down. His Achesh Shiroh, after somebody saw, Ubola Fune Lishal. Now this person asked the child to Rav, we were doing so, am I allowed to take this bread off? Kredim Shiyovai Chaveru Dechir Chatis, in order to stop my Chav and not to go Rechir Chatis. So that they said, no, that can't be a Shiloh. V'chiyomu liyodam tzei v'chet isekal k'dei shlo yizchayim chaver chonish komer. That's a chesvar we can't let you do even in isekal k'dei to save somebody else. So the shiloh is for he himself to hedge as a drashi skilo or v'loshem shitusi is also partially the shiloh v'loy v'loshem boi mekamit Rav Acha b'rei d'rova nusri rabivi. He told them klo the locker is that's taka muta to take the loaf of bread off the oven k'dei not to be over chiyiv skilo. Right. Poshet Oni is Yodai. So the Mishnah says, Alokhe, if the Oni puts his hand outside, I mean, the Oni is standing outside, and the case is now, the Bala Bar standing inside the house put his hand outside the window and took the loaf of bread out of the Oni's hand and brought it inside. So we say his Chayiv. Girls, forget. Poshet Oni is Yodai means the Oni is standing outside, put his hand inside the house, took a loaf of bread out of the balabas's hand, and brought it outside. So he said, Yoni is chayiv, because he made a nakir from the Shus HaYochid, and he took it outside, and now it has it in the Shus Rabin. It's from the Gemara, my chayiv. Why is he chayiv? V'abina nakira v'hanocho mi'agabe mokim dal dal dal. There's a cloud, the chayfetz has to be in the chosh of a mokim. To give it a shame, you will acre it from that mokim. Or else you put it down, you have to put it down on a mukim that's at least dalat spokim or dalat spokim. That's called the chosh of a mukim. There it has a shame of chshivis, like it's going to stay there for a long time. It's called munach there. See, that's called hanocha, putting it down there. And it would be, if you take it out of that place, you pick it up, it's called nakira from a chosh of a mukim. But the havmin that was your hand is not dalat spokim. Nobody's hand is dalat spokim or dalat spokim. So your hand is not called the chosh of a mukim. So by taking it out of the hand, you should be putter. Because when the chayfet is in the balabas's hand inside, it's not in the mokum choshev. It's like not called munach in the hand. The hand is not a choshev place. So by the oni grabbing it out, it should be potter. So shalom, why is he chayf? Well, soon say the maskana sagmar is that there's a special law for yad shalodim is a choshev mokum, and that has the same chashiv as like dal adalad. That would be the maskana later. But how many we don't know that yet? So then we shver, why he chayf? Well, bina an akira ve'anochem agabi mokum dal adalad aleka. I'm a rabbi. For money, Rabbi Kiva. I tell you, our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Kiva. The Omar Loidin and Mokum Arba Baba. He thinks that on this side. He holds he can make an Akira even from a Mokum less than dollar dollar. It doesn't have to be a Chosh of a Mokum. See Rashi. Me Algabe Mokum Dalit. Te have a Chosh of a Mehevi Hanachosai Hanocha. The Akirosai Akira. The Yodoi, mean if the Mokum is dollar dollar, it's a Chosh of a Mokum. But the Yodoi love Mokum Dalitu. A hand is not dal tzvachim a dal tzvachim. It's not 12 inches by 12 inches. Oktoni lo amastis, the Mishnah says, bein l'akira, bein l'anocha, both cases as yichayiv. Diktoni, v'nosan l'toichoy, yodei shobalabayis, harei hanocha. If the oni puts something into the balabas's hand, he made hanocha. Oy shenoto mitoichoy, you took it out of there, you took something out, harei akira. So the Mishnah says, both is called hanocha, you put something into the hand, or else you take something out of the hand. You see the hand is chayiv, why it's not dalad or dalad? So first Teretz says, we're not canal, the Mishnah goes like the Bekiva. Hold, you don't need dalad or dalad. What's the raya? It's none. We learn that the Bekiva says, Hazorik mirishus hayochid, rishus hayochid. Somebody throws from one rishus hayochid to another rishus hayochid. Hey, it's across the street, you threw from your house to your friend's house across the street, rishus haram miyensa. It was rishus haram miyensa, and you threw a ball from your house to your friend's house across the street. Rabbi Kiva Machayit, Rabbi Kiva says Yechayim Chatis, called Dira Malacha. I lechur that Kira was in Rishus HaYochid, and the Malacha was in Rishus HaYochid, so why Yechayim? Rechom HaPaitin, Rechom HaVad is good, Rechom HaSayapotter. Rabbi Kiva Sav Amrina Nusvara, Kluta Kimishun Chadami. Kluta means when something is traveling over the air of this carcass being colored, is going over the air, it's Kimishun Hun Chadami. So while the ball is going through the Rishus HaRabim, we consider as if it landed in the Rishus HaRabim. So you made your Akira from your house, and it landed now in Rishus HaRabim. And now it goes weiter from Rishus HaRabim again into Rishus HaYochid. Kluta Kimishun Chadami, he holds. Rabon and Savri, lo yamrin Kluta Kimishun Chadami. He don't say that. So Trashi, Kluta, Ha-chefetz, hoyo v'niklat v'yavir reshul shusarabim, and she's throwing it less than yutvachim. So it's in the avir of the shusarabim. Is kimi shuncha b'teichihu. It's considered as if it's munach in the reshul yochid, v'yafagav le'nah. Even though the metzias had been laying on the ground. That's Shem Akiva's Chiddush. We don't hold like this. That's Shem Akiva's Chiddush. That klutis kimi shuncha b'almi. So the raya is, what kind of hamachim is that? You see, zichi, don't need hamachim, hamachim dal dalon. Like, you don't even need hamachim hamish, just a din hamachim is enough. It's not a chashim hamachim at all. Metzias, the ball is just flowing through the air. But since it went in the air with the shusarabim, that's considered like it was munach. So hu adin, avadin, avadin, something is munach in your hand, it's not worse than being like kluta. It's not worse than going through the air with shusayochid. So vada, according to the kiv, you never need a hamachim dal dalon. It's enough time the chepas goes through the ear, you'll be chayit. So that'll be the test of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah holds you don't need dalad or dalad, we hold like a kiva. Either there's a brice, a loch, we hold dalad or dalad, but the loch we pass on like a chum. Right, what's up? Rosh Hashanah Yes Yodhi. He only sticks his hand inside. So the case is, he only put his hand inside the house and took something out of the balabos's hand and took it outside, so the yoni is chayim. Because he made a nakira from the balabos is holding the piece of bread inside his house. That's in Rishus HaYochid. So the yoni took it out of his hand, made a nakira from Rishus HaYochid, and put it down outside. The Mishnah says he's chayim. So at the Gemara, am I chayim? Why is the yoni outside chayim? V'abina nakira v'hanochem yagabi mokum da'odadalat. You have to make the kira from a place which is dalad al dalad. That's called the choshev amokim, where the chepas was resting on this place. It's called its resting. So if you take it out of this place, that's called an akira. Fuleka, here the bread was resting in the balabas's hand. The balabas's hand is less than dalad al dalad. So it shouldn't be called the mokim munach. So when you take it out of the balabas's hand, you should be potter. It's not called the main akira. That's the kasha. Why does the Mishnah say Yechayiv? If you take it out of the balabas's hand, his hand is not a choshev amokim. And tomorrow, first and more parents says, Omar Rabbam, Pomani Rabbi Kiva. Our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Kiva. The Yomar loy bina mokum abal al arba. You don't need a choshev amokim dal dal dal. It doesn't have to be 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim by 12 inches by 12 inches. The Tanan, what's the right from Kiva Shita? You throw from your house to your friend's house, going across the Rishus HaRabim. Here's Rabbi Kiva Machayiv. Rabbi Kiva says Yechayiv, Vechomim Poitrim. Vechomim say Yepotim. So the Poitrim is like a Chomim, because you made an Akira in the Rishus HaYochid, and it landed in another Rishus HaYochid. Yepotim? Rabbi Kiva, what kind of Kiva? The more Rabbi Kiva, Sovar Amrinon, Kluta Kimishun Chodomi. Kiva holds a new Svara Kluta. Since it goes through the Avir of the Rishus HaRabim, just flying through the Avir, it's colored in the Avir of Rishus HaRabim, it's Kamisha Huncha. It's as if it landed in the Rishus HaRabim itself. That's what the Kiva Svar. The Drashi Kluta, HaChefet Toil V'niklat B'Avira, since it goes through the Aviram, Shel Rishus HaRabim, it's Kamisha Huncha B'Teichahu. V'yafagav L'Nach. Even though it wasn't Nach. So this is the Raya, you see, according to the Kiva, for Hanoch, you don't need a Chosh V'mokim, Dal Da Dalit. His mother just going through the ear. It's called, like it was Munach there, so Avadiv, it rests on some place, Avadiv is called a good Hanoch. So according to the Kiva, you don't need this Yisoid of a Chosh V'mokim, Dal Da Dalit. No. But Yodhi, you don't say it. Place please out next to bottom places. I will the matam yud. They says kishachefetz biyode shaloni or shabalabayit lo shayach kluta. So kishenoisem balabayit tev yode v'yotziyah loy mechayiv. So by the way, it's in your hand. It's not called cold in that mokum because your hand is a chosh of a thing. So it's like nowhere. It's only when it's going through the avir do we say it's considered like it's colored, like it landed on the ground. But that's a very shvachra landing on the ground. So you see, you don't need a chosh of a hamocha according to Rabbi Kiva. So the Gemara. The rabbi is saying now, Lememro, the pshita le the rabbi is poshetim, the bekluta kimishun chadami, that the machlekes in the Bekiva and the Chom is between this halacha of kluta.